BBC Radio York.
Coming up tonight then, where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our roving international travel ace is out and about, and as always we like to have a look and maybe get some destinations on the to visit list. Clue now, one before 11 and the man in question after 11 o'clock for the travel log. I'm in an alpine region which is a popular winter destination with skiers after it hosted the Winter Olympics in 1968. Also famous for producing world famous walnuts and chartreuse, a green or yellow herbal liqueur. What do you think? Maybe you've eaten them, maybe you've drunk that. 81333RUSS. When you drop by and say hi, if these are ringing bells for you, the phone is 0800 389 3333. facebook.com/latenightrussell. Another clue just before 11. What do you think? Are you plumping early? Brilliant stuff coming up. So we'll wheel in Edith. I've got a question for her. And we'll find out what she recommends. Hi, Neil. Good evening. Two orders of business tonight. We need to track down Andy Mossack, of course. They seek him here. They seek him there. And just look for the 5-star hotel with a big buffet. That would be my tip. You got to try it, lads. But we had the first clue. Straight plum for Grenoble, says Neil. Grenoble, eh? Ooh. Mike the Decorator going for Grenoble in the French. Funnily enough, if you were both suggesting Grenoble, I'm sat here wearing an Andre the Giant T-shirt today, of course. Famous son of Grenoble. It must be fate. Don't normally believe in all that. Hi, Peter as well. Hi, Peter saying Austria. It's, now you've spanner in the works there, Peter.
BBC Radio York.
Thank you for the help so far as we try to track down our international travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack. Now, the travel log is here about 11:15. Some good solid leads. I'm going to hold off plumping until I am double sure, but here is clue number two. Commencing in 1861, one of the most dramatic drives in the world took 11 years to be built here. The Gorge de la Borne is a balcony road. It's halfway up a giant ravine, narrow hairpin turns and unlit tunnels, and it runs for nearly 15 miles. One of the most amazing drives in the world. What do you think? Maybe you've done it. Maybe you've been there and lived this life. The luxury Mossack experience. 81333. Can you tell me where it is? 81333RUSS are your teletext. On the phone where it's free, 0800 389 3333. Foreign climes and good times with Andy Mossack after 11. Here at The Late Show, and a hearty good evening. So, tracking down Andy Mossack there, and songs for bingo. Jules in Scarborough. Hi there, Russell. Could you have the... Can I have the first clue again for Andy Mossack? First clue again. Now you're testing me, aren't you? Piece of paper here, sir. Alpine region, popular winter destination with skiers, hosted the Winter Olympics in 68. Also produces famous walnuts and something called chartreuse, the green or yellow herbal liqueur. There was the first clue for Andy. Anna Freed, what are you waiting on? Agneta only needs... She only needs 8 and that's it. She's got a line. Awesome. I can imagine them down the bingo clubs. George Ezra's Green Green Grass coming up, and then Elementary, My Dear WhatsApp. However, it is at moments like this where we... blow the dust off the passport, don't we? Head to the airports, booked in for fun times in foreign climes. Usually based off recommendations from this man. Mr. Andy Mossack. For many years, a fixture on The Late Show. As always, the two clues were provided. We had quite a few interesting and far-ranging guesses on this one. Without further ado, a hearty good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Russ. How are you doing? Good week.
Do you know what? It's not been a bad week. It's not been a bad week at all. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, thank you. Actually, I must say one thing with the bingo. Mm-hmm. I did remember when I went... It's the check afterwards you know, there's this feeling, you can feel everyone going, make a mistake, please make a mistake.
Yeah.
You can just feel the room saying, get it wrong.
Get it wrong. And then, but then, so there's the, yeah, you're right. There's the initial disappointment when somebody calls house or, you know, whatever. And then there's like the real disappointment when it's validated. And
yes.
Then it's like people slamming their dibbers and dabbers and dobbers down on, that's it. Oh, I'm going to go and get a drink. I've had enough, Gene. Always get those
poor
moments.
Dogs ripped up. Yeah.
That's thrown on the floor, like so much confetti. Now we've been we put our heads together. Some good solid guesses on this. I'm going to go the democratic route. I'm going to take the one with the most sections. We're going to say Grenoble.
Oh yes, well done, Grenoble. Yes, actually, to be perfectly clear about it, it's actually the region of Isère, which is where Grenoble is. Yeah. There's a good reason for that, because I think Grenoble is great because it's the capital of the region, Isère. And you got your walnuts there, you got the Chartreuse, you got museums, lots of museums in there. But for me, it's the mountains all around that do it for me every time. And I think Isère, the region, is a fantastic two-centre holiday. If you're ever fed up with just doing the beach, trust me, if you go here, it's going to be brilliant. And you've got two centres. So you've got the mountains on one of it, and then you can go down to this beautiful town on the Rhone River called Vienne for the other bit. And they're close to each other. So it's a really, really great holiday, promise you.
Do you know, I never think in the years I've been travelling, I never think to sort of do a two-centre holiday. I mean, how many decades now have we had like the package tours? And I'm still in that mindset because I was brought up on the package tours. So it's almost like, you know, you go to that bay and you stay in that bay and then you picked up and driven back to the airport and off you go. It's kind of difficult to get out of that mindset sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It is. I know. It's easy if you just can't be bothered. You know, you just want everyone to do something for you. Absolutely. Yeah, the package holiday is perfect. But if you like a driving holiday, you know, if you want to get in there, just hire a car and go. Touring is equally satisfying, particularly because the beauty of it is you're free. You can go wherever you want. And I must say, you know, this particular region of France is so drop-dead gorgeous. And it's got complete contrast, you know. So that's what's so beautiful about it.
Okay. So if you were going to pick, let's say we're getting a holiday here. We're doing two centres of it. You picked, you know, two off the top of your heads. Give me the big sell on them then. So what am I going to get? What am I getting for me money on this one, Andy?
Okay. Right. Well, you fly into Lyon, which is about an hour's flight from England. Simple, get your car and you drive 50 minutes say into Isère through past Grenoble and into the Vercors. It's called the Vercors, and it's where the northern and southern Alps meet together. Dramatic alpine beauty, beautiful villages and towns, and there's this place up there called the High Plateau. And, you know, it's just beautiful. It's got a nature reserve in there, which is completely unique in France. It's strictly controlled and protected. Nothing man-made is allowed in there at all, apart from a few refuge huts. So you've got no electricity, no piped water. It's 65 square miles of just natural ground, natural, you know, basically nature to do what it wants. Hundreds of trails for hikers. And so there's like 72 types of animals in there. You know, you've got ibex and wild boar, for instance. There's 142 species of nesting birds, if you're a birder, 25 species of reptiles and 1,800 plant species. Beautiful, beautiful place. And they're all, you know, protected completely. So it's a fascinating place to walk around. That is absolutely beautiful. And you can go. I went on a all-terrain electric stand-up scooter, not in the reserve, I might add, but through through this area. It's a stand-up scooter, you know. It's like, it's just, you know, the things you used to stand on one leg and just sort of scoot along.
It is, well,
this is now an electric one, so you don't have to do any of that.
None of the actual exercise portion of it.
No, you press a button and off you go, and it's off. So it's all terrain, okay? So you're standing up, and it's a bit weird because you're expecting to sit down, but it's not. And then you go off road. You know, it's really nice. So you go through these lovely walnut orchards and maize meadows, and it's guided. Really nice, really nice. A couple of people there, Philippe. Was a great guide, and very, very nice couple of hours scooting along. And then you drive through this, you mentioned it, yeah, the Gorge de la Borne.
Yeah.
Oh, man alive. You know, this is just a heart-in-mouth drive. It's a balcony road. They call it a balcony road because it's hanging literally halfway up this gorge above the River Borne. And it's just unbelievable, you know. It's considering it was built in the 19th century.
Yeah.
Really narrow roads, hairpin bends, massive limestone gorge. I mean, it's just, you know, breathtaking. It really is something else. So this whole area is just full of these great kind of vistas, you know. And I was completely taken away with it. Absolutely brilliant. And you go into these restaurants there, and they sort of the national sort of regional dish, if you like, is ravioli.
Uh-huh. And it's
ravioli. You know, it depends on the season what they put in it, but you get this lovely ravioli with this local blue cheese, and so they have ravioli, and it's called Vercors Sassinage blue cheese. And it's just poured over it, you know, and it's not expensive. And they put in there with a nice salad, side salad, and a beer, you know, and it's beautiful food. And it's so simple, but it's beautifully done.
I imagine there's, because I don't want to obviously go for stereotypes on this. Of course, we don't deal in stereotypes here, but I imagine there you are in France. You mentioned you've got the beautiful ravioli with the blue cheese and the stunning vistas and fresh air. Is there the chance of a glass of wine when you're in town?
Well, aha, because this is where it gets good. Because, yeah, you've got local wines, which are really lovely, beautiful. Of course, but if you get in your car and you go 90-minute drive down to this city of Vienne, and it's not Vienna, it's Vienne, so V-I-E-N-N-E, and it's a Roman city dating back 2,000 years, and it's on the banks of the Rhone River. So if you like Côte de Rhone wine, this is where it all lives. You know, you've got the vineyards lining the banks of the river, stunning place, and it's got Roman antiquities everywhere you look. And Vienne really took my breath away because I hadn't been there before. It was literally last week, Russ, and I'd never been there before. And I thought, what a great place this is! You know, they do wine tours. You walk in the vines and you see the production and the bottling, and then you get your wine tasting. And it's all included. Very nice. Thank you very much.
Oh, delicious.
It is. Yeah, it's great. And this is a place. Vienne has an annual jazz festival. They've had it since 1981. And it starts, next week, actually, for 2 weeks. George Benson's going to be there, Herbie Hancock, Gregory Porter, and Jamie Cullum, just to name a few of them.
Wow. That's a serious lineup, man, that is.
It is. And, you know, they put it in they've got this giant Roman amphitheatre there, which is absolutely extraordinary. And it's all been renovated beautifully. So they have these acts appearing in there. And when I was there, there was this American rock band playing in there called Greta Van Fleet. I don't know if you heard of them. I haven't.
did you like them?
Greta Van Fleet. Right. Well, I was in a restaurant drinking this lovely wine, and I wasn't in the amphitheatre because I felt it wasn't really my demographic. You know what I mean?
It's like,
but you could hear the opening bars started, and there was this roar coming from the thousands of people that are in this amphitheater, and it was just like an episode. It was just like Spartacus. You know, I thought to myself, this is Spartacus, but not, you know, not gladiators. It's a band.
It's a band. So that's all happening in the amphitheater, though, Andy. Meanwhile, you're nursing a glass of some beautiful wine whilst I imagine eating some of the nice blue cheese, which isn't it can't be too bad.
Absolutely, it was indeed. Brilliant. Yeah, and I did that. With gusto, let me tell you.
I'm sure you did.
I did. But the highlight was I went on this, they have the biggest, largest outdoor food market in France every Saturday. And I went on a tour with a Michelin-starred chef.
Now we get to it. There you are. Michelin-starred chefs guiding you around. This is the life.
Yeah, exactly.
As always, though, the lesson I think remains from this that if you're looking for a holiday and you're looking at France, just remember there are other places in the south of France and Paris. Mm-hmm. There's an entire nation between those two points.
Indeed. Absolutely. And awesome. I highly recommend it. So it's a great time.
That's terrific. Well, Andy, thank you very much. It sounds like you had a positively hellish time while you were there. thank you very much for doing that. When will we meet again?
Well, it could be next week, but I am actually physically away again the week after.
Any time that you're free, it'd be great to have you on. Lovely to chat to you, Andy. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Off he goes. Can you imagine? Michelin-starred chef showing you around. God, that's the life, isn't it, really? That's the life. Andy Mossack. Grenoble and surrounding environs.